Next to 175 new laws are now in the books, and the 2023 legislative session wraps up. It was a long shot for a long time, but sports wagering has crossed the finish line in Frankfort. It will be administered through the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission, and it puts placing a wager as close as your phone. The measure is expected to add $23 million to state coffers, which is earmarked for the state's pension plans. Lawmakers also answered the pleas of patients who need pain relief from crippling diseases without relying on addicting opioids. With the passage of Senate Bill 47, medical marijuana will be an option beginning January 1st of 2025. That implementation date allows time to write administrative and dispensing regulations. These two bills indicate a shift in the Kentucky legislature, as both of these topics have been debated for years. In other bills of note, the controversial Senate Bill 150 also passed. It focuses on how gender and sexuality are taught in public schools. It also bars puberty blockers, hormones, and gender-affirming surgeries for trans kids. Hazing at college sorority and fraternity initiations may seem commonplace, but Lofton's Law, Senate Bill 9, now lists hazing that causes harm or death as a Class D felony. Also significant in the 23 session, juvenile justice reform. Senate Bill 162 will place all 8 of Kentucky's juvenile detention centers under one office with one lead supervisor who reports directly to the commissioner. Seeks to bolster staffing incentives and training, enhance mental health interventions, and provide better segregation of violent offenders. As lawmakers gaveled back in for the 10-day veto break for the final 2 days of the session, Wednesday and Thursday, March 29th and 30th, overriding vetoes got first attention. 15 bills in all were rejected by Governor Beshear. All 15 were overridden. On that final day, more than 40 bills carried support and were sent to the governor. Most bills will take effect 90 days after passage unless they contain emergency clauses or specify specific dates. A busy but short 30-day session right up to sine die. They will gavel in again January 2nd, 2024. Reporting from the State Capitol in Frankfort, I'm Charles Baglin.